Chapter 10. Hard to be a girl. Arthur used all his force and attacked the dragon's leg with his sword. The sword entered the stone floor. The dragon roared with pain. It turned and breathed fire at Arthur, and there wasn't a place to hide. While the dragon was facing Arthur, Gwen used Excalibur to cut off its head. Finally, the dragon was dead and they were safe.
Gwen, you saved me,
Arthur said.
Will you try to save me too?
She replied.
But it's so sad she's dead.
What?
Said Arthur.
Morgana tried to kill you. I mean us. Twice. She was evil.
She was like that because her life was so unjust,
said Gwen.
She suffered because she was a girl.
What do you mean?
Asked Arthur curiously.
Why didn't Morgana become queen when King Uther died?
Asked Gwen.
She was older than you. Merlin only took care of you, not her. Why was that? That wasn't fair.
You're right,
said Arthur.
It was because she was a girl. But that's really a stupid reason. Look at you. You're a girl and you've just killed a dragon. Maybe I'll have daughters one day. I hope they'll be brave and strong, like you.
You're a great squire, Arthur,
said Gwen.
Maybe one day you'll be king.
It's okay,
said Arthur.
You're a great King Arthur. I see that now.
Gwen felt a tear in her eye.
I didn't tell you my full name. My friends and family call me Gwen, but that's short for Guinevere. In the legends, Guinevere was the queen, Arthur's wife. Those stories are hundreds of years old. They got some things wrong, like who pulled the sword from the stone. But they got one thing right. Arthur and Guinevere were a great team together.
Suddenly there was a flash of light and Merlin appeared.
What's happening here?
He said.
A dead dragon. And you two are friends. I was only away a week.
They told him the entire story, but Gwen had the feeling Merlin already knew everything.
Look, didn't you notice that?
Merlin asked and pointed at Arthur's sword.
The sword is back in the stone again.